So, hey, so this week, Denise, I actually got somebody that texted in and wanted to get more information. Actually, he didn't text in. He called. And he was specifically asking for you. And I sent you an email with his information and gave him your number. Did he happen to reach out?
I got his email. I was going to ask you, did you want me to, it said that he was going to call me. So I thought today I'd go ahead and email him and just make sure that he knows that I am aware that he has a question, and he's sure welcome to call me, or I can respond by email, whichever way he wants.
Yeah, I just go for it. Honestly, his questions over the phone were great. He was asking, he said that he has an investment property that his CPA over the last few years has been doing a lot, like huge depreciation on. And after he heard you on the show, he started getting worried about future repercussions of that when he goes to sell, and what, you know, how much trouble he's going to be in tax wise. So he was very excited to be able to talk to you and see if, you know, maybe he needs to be filing differently. And I think that he might even be looking to, you know, use your services for his taxes. So
okay, then I'll pick his email out of there, because his number wasn't there. So I'll pick up his email and send him an email and let him know that I'm available all weekend if he'd like to give me a call, or if he has questions by email, that's fine too. Whichever way he prefers is fine.
Yeah, and I could probably go back to my call log, because he called in, so I don't know that I wrote him down.
No, I'll just email him.
Okay.
I'm sure it's coming. It's going to be in the details of the email. So I'll go back on him this morning. It was already on my list to do.
Okay, sweet. I just want to make sure you saw that. So it's starting to work. You know, I think people have to hear you for a little while before, you know, it starts sinking in. So, all right.
That's great.
I
enjoy
know.
Doing it anyways. Even though we can just get the information out there, it's awesome. I hate to see people make bad decisions and then later, you know, they're trying so hard to build their future. And then all of a sudden, things like sell a piece of rental property, and all of a sudden they find out they not only aren't going to have any money in their pocket, they're very likely going to be putting money out of their pocket. And here they had this thought, they had this big pocket of money that they were going to do something with, and you know, it can ruin marriage. It's just devastating when all of a sudden they find out the reality of it.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree. And I just love having, you know, having you do this part, because I think it's really important information for people. So thank you very, very much.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. So Denise, you've got some great information for us today. You ready to get this going?
Sure.
Okay. So you called me and you said, hey, you know, Debbie, you want me to really kind of research some, you know, nitty gritty stuff that people don't know, changes to tax law. And you came up with something that was really good. We've been worried for weeks now that they reduced the amount of mortgage interest that can be written off of your tax returns down to a $750,000 loan amount from $1 million. And a lot of people have, you know, investment properties as well as primary homes. And you came up with an idea that could definitely help someone that is in, you know, has more mortgage interest than what the allowed amount is. So why don't you tell everybody about that?
Okay. The thing that I was looking at is so many, including myself, have office in the home. And it's always been a very controversial issue, because without getting too detailed about it, if you took a percentage of your home as an office in the home, when you sold it, that percentage did not qualify for the exclusion of the $250,500. So as an example, if you've been taking 10% of your home, then you were not allowed to take 10% when you sold it as part of the forgiveness, so Section 121, where it was $250 per person or $500 for a couple. And that was kind of a deterrent for people taking office in the home, because that percentage of their business, of their home, became a business property. They have removed that. That's no longer effective. So now the only thing you would have to recapture over the Section 121 is the amount of depreciation you took on your home. The thought I had is that we were looking at the amount of limited taxes, property taxes. If you have an office in the home and you move part of those property taxes over to the office in the home by Form 8829, so you move it over there, you are now going to take a little bit, at least part of it, whatever the percentage of your home that you're using exclusively for business, including storage of product. If you use that part, it can come off of your Schedule A, which is the part that's limited to $10,000, and move part of it over to your Schedule C of self-employment, and you get a double benefit. One, you get to use something that wasn't going to be allowed because you exceeded the limit. And two, it reduces your business income, and therefore it would reduce your federal taxes, state taxes, and self-employment taxes. So it's kind of a win-win-win situation as long as the portion of your home is used exclusively for business. And they used to be that you had to meet clients there. They've now changed the law and says as long as it's used exclusively and you don't have, it says the office trap can be used for doctors and people like that, or outside sales that have their home and they have an exclusive spot so they can organize their day and stuff. You now can take it for that. So it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And one of those little things that might help some people.
That's actually really great stuff. And to be honest with you, you know, as if I'm a consumer listening to the show, I heard a lot of wah, wah, wah. I got, you know, it's a lot to take in and it's a lot to understand. It's kind of like mortgage, you know, where you don't really totally completely understand what's going on the same way as somebody that's in the business. So just to kind of recap it to make it a little bit easier, if you are self-employed and you own a home, there is a possibility that you could actually take a larger tax deduction than what you could have before. Is that kind of the short story? Okay.
That's it. And we were talking a couple of weeks ago about what are the benefits of purchasing a home over renting. Well, that's a very good one. If you are self-employed and you do have an office in your home, which I think the majority of people do, then you now can take a piece of that property taxes, move it to your self-employment income, and get to take something you otherwise wouldn't take, as well as benefit yourself by reducing your Schedule C income.
Well, and I love the business use of home write-off, for a self-employed borrower, because that is one of those paper losses that I get to add it back to the bottom line income. So if somebody comes to me and they've written everything off and they have business use of home and they have depreciation, I can actually add back that business use of home. So they're paying less in their taxes, but I'm able to give them more in income to qualify. So this is really a big win-win. I think that anybody that is listening to the show that is self-employed should definitely reach out if they have questions, and you guys should get in touch with me and give me a call or send me a text message that I can get you in touch with Denise, and then she can go one-on-one individual with you, you know, about how to do it, your personal returns, and what would be the best, you know, benefit for you in that situation. The other thing that I heard, an alarm went off in my head, and I love it because I might actually need to, I might need to use this. You mentioned that if you have things, for example, if you've got product that you're storing at your home, that could also be a write-off. So my garage that is full of Mortgage Mom radio banners and equipment and everything that we need for workshops. So I could literally write off the square footage of my garage if it was full of nothing but Mortgage Mom radio.
Yeah, you can use anything any of the area that's used exclusively for business as well as storage of product is also as part of the percentage of square footage in ratio to the total square footage. And that percentage, say 18%, 20%, whatever that percentage of your home is used, then that is then applied to all the expenses of your home, such as your mortgage interest, your property taxes, repairs to the home, just virtually everything that you have, all your utilities, everything that is spent on your home, that small percentage is applied to that, and that's what your office in the home deduction is. And of course, there's exceptions and rules like everything else, and you have to use exclusively, and you know, there's things you need to know. It's not quite that simple, but that's the concept of it.
Denise Taylor, Tax Grandma, you are absolutely amazing. I love it. Anybody out there that's listening, you guys want to ask Denise a question, feel free to text me, text the word mom to 474747. All you need to say is Tax Grandma or Denise Taylor, and I will get you her information so that you guys can touch base together. And Denise, we love it. We love having you on, and thank you so much. And we're looking forward to the next tip and advice that you can give us.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon.